is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of October, 2010. It's Columbus Day. It's the day that Christopher Columbus, in 1492, sighted an island in the Bahamas after the Pinta, the Nina, and the Santa Maria had spent 10 weeks sailing west from Spain. It's the anniversary of the event that led to Oktoberfest. Back in 1810, the Crown Prince of Bavaria, Louis, was getting married to Princess Therese of Saxonia. They wanted to invite the whole town of Munich to celebrate. There was going to be a horse race on the fields in front of the city gate and a great deal of beer. It was on this day in 1786, Thomas Jefferson, the U.S. ambassador to France, wrote a love letter to a married English woman named Maria Cosway, over 4,000 words long, which is more than three times the length of the Declaration of Independence. He had broken his right hand leaping over a fountain when he was out for a walk with Maria Cosway, so he had to write out the letter with his left hand. And he wrote it as a dialogue between his head and his heart, what he should do about his great love for her. In the end, his head wins out. And Maria Cosway stayed married to her husband until he died in 1789, and then she moved to Italy to start a convent school. Thomas Jefferson became the third president of the United States about 15 years later. It's the birthday of the poet and translator Robert Fitzgerald, born in Geneva, New York, 1910, best known for his translations of Homer's The Odyssey and The Iliad. Robert Fitzgerald, who described Homer as a living voice in firelight, a living presence bringing into life his great company of imagined persons, a master performer at his ease, touching the strings, disposing of many voices, many tones and tempos, tragedy, comedy, and glory, holding his listeners in the palm of his hand. Here's a poem for today by Paul J. Willis, entitled Common Ground. Today I dug an orange tree out of the damp, black earth. My grandfather bought a grove near Anaheim at just my age. Like me, he didn't know much. How'd you learn to grow oranges, Bill? Friend said. Well, he said, I look at what my neighbor does, and I just do the opposite. Up in Oregon, he and his brother discovered the Willamette River. They were both asleep on the front of the wagon. The horses stopped. His brother woke up. Well, he said, Amity River. My grandfather, he cooked for the army during the war, the first one. He flipped the pancakes up the chimney. They came right back through the window onto the griddle. In the Depression, he worked in a laundry during the night, struck it rich in pocket knives. My grandfather, he liked to smoke in his orange grove as far away on the property as he could get from my grandmother, who didn't approve of life in general, him in particular. Smoking gave him something to feel disapproved for, set the world back to rights. Like everyone else, my grandfather sold his grove to make room for Disneyland. He laughed all the way to the bank, bought in town, lived to see his grandsons born, and died of cancer before anyone wanted him to, absent now in the rootless presence of damp, black earth. Common Ground by Paul J. Willis from his collection Visiting Home, published by Pecan Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to monitor, improve, and protect online reputations and to delete personal data from the websites that sell it. More about controlling reputations and privacy online at reputationdefender.com/market. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.